Time isn't a commodity that I'm managing very well right now. They say that we all get the same 24 hours or 1,440 minutes per day, and how we use that time is up to us. So, what can we do to maximise the use of our time, either professionally or socially, to get more out of life? You want to find out? Then stay right here in the Career Cafe. Hi, I'm Reg Gosling from Improving Performance Personal Coaching, and welcome to the latest Career Cafe podcast. It's been a while since the last one. Technical and logistical things have gotten in the way, but the main reason for it is because of time, and ironically, my use of it, because time management is one of my strengths, or supposed to be. So I kind of let myself down with that over the last month or so. So what I thought I'd do is to fix myself and to help you is we're going to dive into the most crucial aspect of personal and professional success, and that is time management. So over the next, 15 minutes or so, I'm going to share with you some powerful insights that I've got and practical strategies that will help and empower you to take control of your time and hopefully supercharge your productivity. So let's dive right in. Now, one of the first things that every one of us ought to do is understand the value of time. Time is the most precious resource that we have, and it's not promised, and it's often called the great equalizer. Now, regardless of your background, regardless of your status or your wealth or any given situation, we all have the same 24 hours in the day, as I've said at the top of the podcast. Now, some people have a different 24 hours. Some people have challenging 24 hours. And we're not going to say that they're identical 24 hours, but 24 hours is 24 hours. And how we choose to use those hours ultimately decides or determines our success. So the first step in effective time management is recognizing the value of time and committing to using it wisely. Now you could ask yourself, what do you want to achieve? When do you want to achieve it by? How important is achieving it to you? And how much time can you use to get there? Prioritize your goals with the available time and do it with intent rather than dip in and dip out, flip in and flip out of it all. Do it with some intent. And that takes us nicely into identifying your priorities. I've got my post-it notes here of the titles, and this one is about identifying your priorities. And it's one of the biggest challenges in managing time effectively. And that's deciding what tasks are truly important, deserving of our attention. Now, what this means is it requires clarity on our goals and our priorities. Otherwise, you'll just be going after the next shiny thing, as they say. So create an urgent, important matrix on an A4 bit of paper. You can just look that up on Google. Just put, or any other search engine, there are others. You can just put an A4 piece of paper and put a big cross on it. In the top left, it's urgent, important. The top right, it's urgent, unimportant. And then you go around, okay? And then you've got not important. I can't remember the thing now, but have a look at that anyway on Google, and then you can do it. I should have put it on my screen or on a piece of paper in front of me so I could tell you. And then what you do when you finish that anyway, just take some time to reflect on what matters most to you, both personally and professionally. And once you've got a clear understanding of those particular priorities that you're going after, you can then marry them or align them to your time and your energy. Now, the next one, I used to use this when I was in BT years ago. It was a sales thing, and it was called the Pareto rule, or the 80-20 rule. Now, you may have heard of the 80-20 rule, which states that 80% of results come from 20% of your efforts. Now, this principle can be applied to time management as well, which is why I've included it here. So why not try to identify the 20% of activities that you do that delivers 80% of your outcomes and the desired outcomes that you want, and focus on those. It is quite simple, but it means having to say no to activities that don't really align with your priorities and getting them delegated one way or another. And we'll talk about saying no later on. Now, that's the third one. The third one is, I'm quite sure that you've all heard of setting SMART goals or SMART objectives. Now, to manage your time effectively, you need to have clear, actionable goals. Now, lots of you have heard of it. If you've been on my website, if you listen to the videos that I've done before, you'll know what SMART is. But just in case you don't, the framework for setting goals is SMART. It's called SMART. It's an acronym, S-M-A-R-T, of course. And it stands for specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound. And let me quickly whiz through those for you. Specific is what will you actually achieve? You've got to be specific with some laser focus on there. What exactly will you do? Be very, very clear. The next one's measurable. How will you know when you've achieved it? What data will you use? And the data, when we talk about data, these are the numbers that you used with the actual goal. You need to have a quantifiable objective so that you can track progress. Make sure that you're clear about what data is going to be used to measure the goal and set a platform or a method or something for pulling all that information together to be able to measure it. The goals need to be realistic to maintain the enthusiasm that you're going to have, the motivation to try and achieve it. You can set massive goals, but you may want to break them down into something smaller so that you can achieve it. Because if the goal's not doable or not achievable, you may need to, fire it up again and get some resources together to give yourself a chance of achieving it. And that could be a SMART goal in itself. So keep it measurable, something that you can achieve, which takes us into achievable, which is A. Really, what that's saying is it possible? Can you do it? Do you have the right resources available? Okay. R is result, or the relevant. It used to be result when I was a younger man, but it means relevant today. And will it marry with what you need to happen? Does it matter? Don't just set goals as an exercise for something to do because you're not going to achieve it. So one way to see if the goal is relevant is to understand the benefit of achieving it. What are you going to achieve? What are you going to get as a result of achieving this goal? And if it's something that you really want, then it's lending itself to being SMART. And then the last bit is T, which is time bound. That means when is it going to be done by? So by setting or making your goals SMART or your objective SMART or your time activity SMART, you can create a roadmap, if you will, and ensure that your efforts are directed towards achieving those objectives. And they should have a deadline, as we said. A goal without a deadline doesn't do much. Okay, so how can you identify success or failure if you don't have a deadline? And this is why SMART goals set an outcome date. Brilliant. The next one, we talked about prioritization, but I want to add time blocking to that. And time blocking is a powerful technique used by people that are, that are really in fast-paced environments, so they have to time block. And it helps you to manage your schedule. So rather than jumping from task to task because you've got a to-do list, what that means is that you get to allocate specific blocks of time to focus on particular activities. Now, the priorities, I got tongue-tied there. The priorities that are most important for you, the most important tasks, get them scheduled during your peak productivity hours. Now, when I was back in sales, calling customers, you had core times between 10 and 12 and 2 and 4. Yep. So if between 10 and 12 and 2 and 4 is your peak productivity hours because that's when you engage with people or what have you, then set it then, time block those times. But you need to be properly ruthless with your time and guard it against distractions and interruptions because, oh boy, distractions are very, very easy. Have you heard of the Pomodoro technique? Now, I heard this during the pandemic, and the Pomodoro technique is another really, really effective time management strategy, and it involves working in short bursts with real intense focus, typically about 25 minutes. And what happens is after that 25 minutes you have a 5 minute break, then you do another 25 minutes and then have a 5 minute break. And what that does is help maintain concentration and prevent you burning out or being distracted. And by breaking your work into these manageable chunks, you can maintain momentum and stay proactive throughout the day. So that's pretty good. I know a lot of people that are also in fast-paced environments, and this is about managing energy, not just managing your time. Effective time management, as they say, isn't just about managing the hours in the day. It's also about managing your energy levels. You know, when you work hard all day and you work at pace and then you just veg in front of the TV in the evening, what if you could pace yourself a little bit better? Well, what you do there is pay attention to your natural rhythms and schedule your most challenging tasks. This is what happens when you write things on post-it notes. Schedule your most challenging tasks during times when you feel a little bit more alert and a little bit more focused, and then take a regular break, a bit like the Pomodoro technique to recharge, and avoid the pitfalls of burnout. Burnout is a thing. I've never experienced it, but I know people that have. So managing your time and your workload is so important. If you manage your workload, you'll be able to manage your time, not the other way around. It's so simple, but most professionals don't do this. Now, I've done many posts and videos on this particular subject, procrastination, which is the enemy of effective time management. And we've all experienced the temptation to put off important tasks in favor of more, I don't know, immediate gratification. To overcome procrastination, what you need to do is break tasks down into smaller, more manageable steps and set some deadlines for each one. Because if you don't, like all the others we've just mentioned, you're not going to win. You need to hold yourself accountable and reward yourself, if you like, for making progress. You know, procrastination, you'll sit there and something better will come along, something you prefer to do than the work that you're actually trying to do, or the objective or the task. So be ruthless and just hold yourself accountable and then go forward. Now, finally, this is a big one for many people. One of the most valuable skills in time management, is the ability to say no. Yep, saying no is hard for a lot of people. It needs you to be assertive and sticking to your guns. Learn to decline requests. Learn to decline commitments that don't really marry or align with your priorities or goals for that day. You've set your schedule up. You've set it up anyway, and people bring more for you to do because they see that you get things done. You're the kind of person that gets things done, so they always bring stuff to you. There's a lot of people out there that are like that, and that's great. But if you struggle to say no, you can ask them, what would you like me to drop in order to do that piece of work for you? Because if you struggle to say no, just change it to that. That way you're still being assertive and you're getting the person that's asking you to do this to make a decision. Anyway, by saying no to the unimportant stuff, what you're doing is freeing up more time and you're freeing up more energy for the things that really, really matter to you. So you now know that mastering time management is essential for achieving your personal and professional goals. By understanding the value of time, what you're doing is identifying your priorities and implementing practical strategies like time blocking, the Pomodoro technique and goal setting, you can take control of your time and use it to unlock your full potential. Remember, time is a precious gift. Use it wisely. Now, I'd like to take this opportunity to thank you, the listener, for once again lending me your ears and allowing the Career Cafe into your personal time. And if this is your first time, you can go back and listen to other podcasts. If you want to speak to me about this subject or anything else, you can contact me at reg.g@improvingperformance.co.uk or call me on 07484 691 072 and visit me at improvingperformance.co.uk. And you can now WhatsApp me. You can also find me on the usual social media platforms. So, brew your career to perfection at the Career Cafe. Until next time, it's what you do next that counts.